Hey, chiropractors, welcome to Modern Chiropractic Mastery with your host, Dr. Kevin Christie, where we discuss the latest in marketing, business, and professional growth with some of the leading experts in the industry. Welcome to another episode of Modern Chiropractic Mastery. This is your host, Dr. Kevin Christie, and in this episode, I'm interviewing two of our MCM coaching clients who have really just taken the bull by the horns and implemented video strategy to their practice, even when they didn't necessarily need to. They have a great practice, and they've been doing this for some time, and they just really took it and ran with it and have added a whole other layer to their practice. And we dive into video strategy today with Dr. Robin Armstrong, and we talk with Dr. Jody Friedman. Dr. Armstrong, she's really kind of gone one way with the video, and you'll see. And then Dr. Jody, he's gone a different way. They're, you know, collaborating for sure on it, but they've both done a little bit of a different twist on video, and you'll hear that. And they have a ton of great information that they bring to you, and it was really broken down well. One of our better interviews, and excited to have them share different video ideas that you may not have thought of, or maybe you have, and you just had some mental blocks around it, and maybe they can clear some of that up for you. Before we dive into that, excited to announce for the Chiropractic Success Academy, you know, one big component of the Chiropractic Success Academy is our CSA digital dashboard. The main part of Chiropractic Success Academy is a self-guided online program for you with lessons and strategies to implement, but we also have a digital dashboard that does a lot of things. There's 10 tools on there, and everything from your practice analytics to marketing planners, but we added two new tools to it recently, and that is the My Network tool and also the Allied Health Network tool. One of the struggles a lot of chiropractors have is actually building, organizing, and cultivating a great network in the community of people that are referring to you. These aren't your patients, but maybe they are, but it's the MD, it's the teaching professional, it's the Pilates studio, it's, you know, the list goes on of people in the health and performance aspect in your community. We struggle to really build, organize, and cultivate that, and these two tools were designed to do it. The My Network has it's a database where you add your referrals to it. One section is your potential referring partners. These are people that you met, but they are not referring to you yet. And if you cultivate it appropriately, they then will move over to the referring partner section of the My Network tool. And now you have something where you can actually track and really organize well to make sure you stay on top of cultivating your network. The second is the Allied Health Network. And this is going to be broken down into the healthcare tab and also the performance tab. Example, health might be the neurologist, the hand specialist, or the massage therapist. The performance might be the tennis coach, the personal trainer, the running coach, right? You get the idea. And from there, we're going to build out a world-class referral system. So for two reasons. One is when your patient needs a referral, your team can access this tool and say, okay, yeah, great. And they can either two-way text it to them, they can email it to the patient, or they could even write it down. But the days of having to store a ton of business cards for all the referrals you have are gone. You're going to put it on here. And so now it's a very efficient way for you to deliver a great referral to a patient. Second is you'll realize you have some holes in your referral system. And if someone asked you tomorrow if they knew a good Pilates instructor, you may not have a good answer for them. You would jot down all of the holes you have in your referrals, and you would try to find the best people to fit that for you. And so you ask, you know, maybe you have a great yoga instructor, but you don't have a good Pilates instructor. You could ask that yoga instructor. You could start doing some research. However you want to do it, you find who a good referral would be for that Pilates instructor, and you connect with them and try to meet with them. This now provides you with a reason to get out in the community and meet with certain people. And you talk to them. It's like, look, I'm trying to build a world-class referral system. And your name came up, and that's why I wanted to connect with you so that I can send patients that need Pilates to you. And again, you can use that example for all kinds of different types of specialties. So check that out. CSACircle.com is our website, and you can register there. It's only $99 a month for everything from the self-guided online academy to this digital dashboard that I was telling you about to a great Facebook group and many other perks. So check that out at csacircle.com. Without further ado, here's my interview with Dr. Robin Armstrong and Dr. Jody Friedman. Before we get to today's show, I'm excited to tell you about a great product that will help your patients find quicker relief and help you get better outcomes. Stop Pain Clinical is a great way to provide a safe, effective pain relief alternative to NSAIDs and opioids while you diagnose and treat the underlying cause. It works on contact to provide fast, long-lasting pain relief from sprains, strains, bruises, arthritis, muscle aches, joint and back pain. How does it do that? Stop Pain Clinical has 10% menthol plus MSM and glucosamine, great for joint pain. It is formulated with penetration enhancers and skin conditioners, so it works fast, feels great, and it is sweat resistant. And also, the spray is awesome with kinesiology tape, so your athletes will love it. You can just spray that right on before you put the tape. Phenomenal combination. They also have this great new migraine and headache relief topical. I know I've been using it. My wife's been using it. You place a little bit of the cream right onto that deep occipital as the base of the skull. Really helps give you some relief from that unrelenting headache and migraine. So great for your patients. You can learn more about Stop Pain Clinical at stopa.in/MCM. And you get a free intro pack of Stop Pain Clinical products. Again, that's stopa.in/MCM. Great news too is Stop Pain Clinical topical analgesics are available exclusively through chiropractors and other healthcare professionals. So they have another great reason to visit you and tell their friends. All right. I'm excited to have Robin and Jody on the podcast today. I've had the pleasure to get to know them over the last few years, and we're going to have them on today to discuss what video has done for their practice. And before we dive into that, tell us a little bit about yourself personally, professionally, and we'll go from there.
Thanks, Kevin. Well, it's been almost 20 years of practice for us, which is, it's pretty amazing to think about. And over that time, both of us have done kind of a little bit of everything in practice. Really, both of us started out in locums, I did that for really 5 years. Along that way, I also built a corporate health business on the side. Started off doing some mobile care, on-site care, and then really evolved into doing some independent contract work at a practice. So I was really looking for a practice to purchase. We found one that was a good fit. And about 6 years after I joined the practice, then we were able to purchase that practice. And we've been doing that ever since 2016.
That's great. And Robin?
Yeah, we never thought that we would work together when we graduated. We were in the same chiropractic class, got married a year later, and didn't think we'd work together. I wanted to sort of practice in the hot neighborhood where all the yoga studios were and juice bars and all that. So I started out there at multidisciplinary clinic. And then as we had one kid and then a second kid, we realized, financially and personally, it would probably be best if we came together in the same practice. So after our second kid, I was able to sell my little practice, which was nice. And, thought shortly thereafter we'd get going, but it took a little longer for the retiring chiropractor to eventually leave. So I did a few more locums during that time. And then, we came together and purchased in 2016, and it's been really great. There's just such a depth of patients there. We have people still to this day coming out of the woodwork from 2010, 2009, 2012, and we just go into storage, get their file and get going again with them. So it's been really great that way.
Yeah. And that is one of the benefits of buying a practice that has some history to it, is you do get just new patients coming from 10 years ago or 8 years ago. And you don't necessarily have that when you start from scratch, for sure. And just tell us where the practice is located.
So it's about 45 minutes outside of Vancouver, Canada. And so it's like a hugely growing suburban community. I just saw a news article that they're going to put up 7 towers with 2,500 people in the next couple of years. So it's a great place to practice and a really growing practice, but it also means that a lot of the people moving into the community are moving there based off of housing costs and availability. So they're not as connected to the community as they once were, which is again, one of our motivations for doing a lot of the marketing stuff we do to be able to reach those people. If I go back 10 years ago in practice, most of the people coming into our practice were really connecting in some way with an existing patient, but it's quite different in our community now.
So you've seen a little bit of an influx of people. Is there a particular age demographic that's trending into the area?
Things like new families. Real estate is quite a hot topic in Vancouver, so people start moving further and further out. That also includes our existing patients. You know, around COVID, they started retiring or looking to downsize or just get more affordable housing, so they're moving further out. So these intergenerational families that we used to treat, you know, we'd see the daughter, we'd see the mother, we'd see the grandmother, they're starting to move further away. And then we have new families coming in.
Yeah. And then so that age demographic, because a lot of people don't realize, but the millennials are now those young families, you know, even 40 years old. We think of the millennial as the 25-year-old, but that's just not the case anymore, right? So you get, would you say a fair amount of millennials moving into the area?
I think so. Yeah. People in their 30s.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's primarily, like, when we look at our new patients, that's primarily who we are attracting. And whereas Langley, our city that we practice in, used to be, I would say, more blue collar, it's becoming a wide mix of people. Again, all different ethnic backgrounds, all different ages. Again, it's very interesting. So primarily we'll see some of the younger people, like you talked about, instead of 30s. I guess that dates myself when I refer to younger people as in their 30s.
That's like the joke was like, oh, you went to college in the late 1900s. Like, don't ever say it that way again. Yeah, I get that. Let's take a break from today's episode and announce our first sponsor. This is going to be Propel Marketing and Design. I've known Darcy Sullivan for years. We've worked hand in hand on my websites. I don't trust anybody else to do this search engine optimization. She does a great job. There's so much to it. A lot of the lingo and the words are beyond my comprehension, but it's just amazing work that she does. And if you're really going to get results with Google, you have to make sure your website is SEO optimized. And I really don't want you doing it yourself as a chiropractor. So you just have to have this type of stuff done. And if you're looking to get more organic online traffic that pulls in new patients, Propel Marketing and Design is currently offering chiropractors who listen to this podcast a free SEO website review. The free review will help you uncover methods that will improve your website and boost your search engine visibility. Head over to propelyourcompany.com/chiropractor and schedule your free SEO website review. You won't regret it. She gets great results. Your website needs this. Your search results need this. Head on over there to propelyourcompany.com/chiropractor to get your free SEO website review. I just wanted to kind of pin down on that a little bit because the topic of our discussion will be videos today. And so obviously that age demographic is going to be high into video viewing, right? That's a big source of information for them versus maybe the written word like our generation or the baby boomers. Yeah. And so we're going to dive into some video today, which will be great because you bought a practice. It was a very good practice. You've developed it into a very good practice, and it's just been exceptional. And I've always been impressed with how you two have taken on new things because you're not just resting on your laurels. And so video was a new thing for you a couple years ago, maybe a year and a half ago when we launched that. So tell us a little bit about your endeavors into the video and some of your thoughts around that.
Yeah, well, part of our reason for starting coaching with you is we really felt like we wanted to, A, be on the same page, but also modernize our practice. You know, when Joni joined, I don't even think there was a website. So he, you know, set up a website, set up a Facebook page, but still it was just more like a landing page. Didn't really do anything, didn't serve us. And so we just wanted to have a social media presence that was actually meaningful and have some interesting content. And you were encouraging us to try videos. And because, you know, Jody had a pretty substantial patient base, I was the one who needed new patients. So that was going to fall to me. So we're slow upstarters. Is that the term?
Yeah. There's that whole bell curve, right?
So it took us a while, but eventually I shot my first video. It took me, I don't know, an hour of preparation for content. I'm not sure why I thought that I needed to do so much preparation for a little tiny video. And it was about lifting children. Mm-hmm. And shot bad, it was okay. But then we, you know, looking at it, you realize, okay, there's not enough lighting. I was just using the phone microphone. I think it was crooked. But people liked it. Yeah. And we just kept going from there and got easier and easier, got smoother, developed a process so that every time wasn't like the first time. You know, you just kind of had, okay, we do this, we shoot in this location. And I have my sort of set types of videos that I shoot. So it's getting easier and easier every time.
Yeah. And, you know, you two have been very helpful members on our group calls and always have great advice and wisdom around that. And then we ended up having a group call on just, you know, going over some of our members' videos and everything. And we used yours as an example of like really well done. And it didn't happen overnight. But now when you watch your videos, it's really good. And we're going to kind of go back to that a little bit. But before we do, I wanted to set the context a little bit, because Jody's had some really good thoughts pre-recording on why video has been so valuable for the practice and the different avenues for it.
For sure. And I think I need a little bit of convincing in the beginning as well, where it's, you know, when you start off, it's just like, it seems like a lot of effort to just do a video. But I think as I realized that it's not just a video, it really is an internal marketing tool. It's an external marketing tool. It's a patient education tool. And it's a community networking tool. And I really like things that accomplish a whole bunch of goals all at once. And so once we started to view the videos in that context, it really added a lot more motivation for us to be doing the videos regularly and also kind of pushed some of the content that we're doing and made it help us make decisions about the content that we're doing. And the videos, like from an intro marketing perspective, we do a newsletter every 2 weeks. That video, it's got a really high open rate. We've got almost 50%. It's got a lower click-through rate, which is okay. That means that people are seeing that we're doing the content. Our views aren't quite as high as we'd like them to be. But I think the important thing is that people are seeing the content. And if they're not watching it, we do a written description of the video as well. So a lot of the exercise will be, that knowledge will be transferred that way.
Yeah.
From an external marketing perspective, we push them to the neighborhood local Facebook groups. And so again, we're getting about 2,000 impressions that way. And there's, you know, tens of thousands of people on those neighborhood Facebook groups. We also, you know, will encourage, like I'll send an ergonomics video out to how to set up your workstation to a patient. And many times they'll share with all of their coworkers. So again, a great sort of external tool that way and some nice organic marketing. And then again, we use the videos on our website as well to be able to get people to get a feel for how we are as practitioners before they come into our office.
I had a patient explicitly say to me the other day, a new patient who she had been to a chiropractor who had retired, and I knew they had a replacement. So I said, oh, I think there's a replacement there. And she said, well, you know, it was your website. I was able to get a feel for you and you became familiar to me and I knew your style of practice. So it made me comfortable coming in. So that was great to hear as well.
Yeah, it's called the parasocial effect. I talked about that in Parker, Vegas not too long ago, and it's because they do get to know you on video. It's kind of like I use the example is if you saw Brad Pitt walking, he's like, you feel like you would know Brad Pitt because you've seen him on video for, you know, decades now, right? He wouldn't know who you are, and that's what it means. It's like where you have it's a one-sided relationship, but at least they do feel comfortable and know something about you, which is great.
And I see that sometimes walking into the room, you know, occasionally Jody and I will see each other's patients. And I walk in, it's the first time me meeting this patient, but I can tell that they feel like they know me already.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting feeling because I'm the one coming up in a lot of the videos. So they know my face, they know how I speak, but they're new to me.
And one other way we've been using the videos a lot, and I send out at least a few days, is a patient education tool as well. I mean, rather than going into a sort of a 5-minute a chat about how to set up your workstation or how to set up your car seat in your car. I just send them the video that we've created on that. And people really appreciate that you're going the extra mile to send that information. And it makes things much more efficient in practice where you're not saying the same things over and over again. And I think really the reality is we do a lot of talking and education with patients in practice, but the minute they will get to their car, they don't remember 90% of what we just said. So I think the video is really helpful from that perspective as well.
And I want to touch on that for a second because it's such a good point. I'm glad you brought it up is that, yeah, it's so much more efficient, you know, because it could take 3 to 5 minutes to sit down there and go over sitting ergonomics, right? But every time I've just like, oh, I got actually a video on that. I'm going to go right now and email it to you. They compute that as like, wow, they took the time to send me that video. That's great. They don't look at it as like, oh, he should have spent the 3 to 5 minutes doing it for me here. So they don't look at it that way, which is great. And so now you're saving time and you're keeping the same level of education. And like you said, even better, because if you just showed them and verbalized it, they would probably forget 90% of it. Now they actually have the video that they could watch 20 times, right? So it's a phenomenal patient education tool. So I'm glad you brought that up.
And particularly after the new patient visit, we're trying to be mindful. Is there a video that's relevant to this patient that we could send them? Because again, in the first visit, we treat and give a report of findings on the first visit. So they're getting a lot of information. So often if there's something like exercises or stretches or workstation setup, something like that, we try to send it to them the day of or next day so that they have that in their inbox too.
That's awesome. Great.
And the last thing that we've been using the videos as a tool is for community networking. And really, it's like one of those things that I've been meaning to do in a tremendous way over the years of practice. But you need a little extra motivation to actually do that. And I've found reaching out to people, businesses in the community. I've done videos with a mattress shop. I've done videos with a number of different fitness facilities. I've done one with an ergonomics supplier. I've got one with a golf pro set up next week. And it's been a great opportunity to just meet more and more businesses and other professionals inside the community as well.
Yeah. And I want to touch on that and dive into it a little bit, you know, because that's something that you've really spearheaded, which has been great. And it takes that old school in-person networking, but brings a new school kind of modernization to it, which has been phenomenal. And then, so not only what happens there is you get content. You're going to share it on your platforms, but they usually are going to share it on theirs as well. So you get in front of their audience, which is really cool. And then there's going to be a really high level of reciprocity that they're going to feel towards that. It's like, wow, they're giving me a platform or a spotlight, and that's going to be great. And they're going to probably have a higher chance of being a referring partner down the road because of that. Have you found that since you've been doing it?
Absolutely. I mean, I think you still... it accomplishes all those things that you said. I think to take the next step to create into a referral partner, I think you really still need to continue to cultivate the relationships. And I've seen that in the difference of the ones that I've stayed in contact with versus the ones you just do the sort of one-off video and then it gets forgotten. But you're absolutely right. They've all shared that with their social media followings. That's been fantastic. And again, they've been really appreciative that you're going out to the community to be able to highlight their business. And then for our patients, it creates some variety as well. So it's not just me or Robin that they're seeing in all the videos. It just creates something different on the feed that they're seeing.
And I just want to go on a soapbox for a minute here, so don't mind me. You know, you two have a very good practice, and you've had one, and you didn't have to do these things, and you took it by the horns and really have done it. And you're also an example of like you're not trying to be an influencer. I think too many people like, well, do I want to do video? Like, I don't want to be an influencer. Or if they're not becoming an influencer, they think it's, you know, not serving a purpose. And I wanted to like, you can just be regular chiropractors with really good practices and get a ton of benefit out of video. The second soapbox I want to jump on is, again, you guys didn't have to do this. You have a very thriving practice, but it's becoming even better, and it's going to stay congruent with the incoming influx of different generation and more people. And there's going to be more competition that's going to flow in there. There's going to be more chiropractors. And so you're going to be able to stay ahead of that trend line, which is great. And so for our audience that are listening that are maybe not in a situation where the practice is great and you need more patients and you need more revenue, and you're kind of, you know, not in that thriving position. This is something that, yeah, it's not easy going out there and doing that, or it wasn't easy to start video at all. But if you do those types of things, it really will help you out. And I think in everybody's heart of hearts, they know there's things they should be doing to grow their practice, and they're just not for whatever reason. And I think you two are a good example of like, you just got to get over yourself, right? And kind of just do it. And it's not easy, but when you started to practice, it wasn't easy, right? You graduated chiropractic school and you just had your first patients. It was like nerve wracking and we weren't any good at it, but you get better, right? So yeah, that's my soapbox.
I like the influencer point because that was important for me just to find my own voice and realize oh, I'm not trying to attract someone in Minnesota. I don't practice in Minnesota. And I'm not trying to be, I don't want my video to go viral. I just want my video to be useful and, you know, showcase my capabilities, what we offer at our practice, and, you know, give something meaningful. So it doesn't have to be showy. I don't have to do a dance. I don't have to do any of those things that might trend. I just have to make a good video that has good content that might be meaningful to someone who's thinking of becoming a patient or is already a patient.
Yeah, and I want to touch on that real quick too, is that you got to do it within your personality and who you are and what your clinic is. Like, yeah, there are some people that are have a different personality set and they're going to do great with the dancing and or things, right? Or some people are going to be insanely good looking and they're just going to have a better Instagram following probably. You know, like I see the guys with the abs. It's like, well, I'm just not going to be able to do that. It's, I'm 44 years old now. I'm not 24. All right. So I'm not going to be the ab influencer on Instagram, but I'll try to bring a level of maybe wisdom. So I think that's key, is to feel in like within your comfort zone is like you're becoming a leading educator and the video is a platform for doing that. And we're going to touch on that further, Robin. But Jody, give us a little bit of the mechanics of getting out in the community with these videos. How long are these interviews? How are you setting it up? Just kind of walk us through what it looks like.
For sure. So I think reaching out and actually establishing a time with people, busy other professionals, the community is probably the most challenging thing. But I think you just have to be persistent with that and find a time that works for both of you. I really only allocate now an hour. I was sort of allocating about an hour and a half to begin with. But I've got a quick setup. We've got a dual, like really high quality microphone setup, and we've got a film on it, still on an iPhone with a tripod. And then I'll bring a small lighting kit as well, just in case that that's necessary. Most of the times it's not. You know, I've gotten better over time, but now I basically set up the tripod. I actually use a little bit of tape and mark on the floor where we should be standing, because you realize that visually, it makes a difference where you guys are actually located, how far away you are from the camera. And then I try to just do a little bit of preamble with the actual person before we get started, sort of like we did with this podcast, just to kind of get them warmed up a little bit. And a lot of people are kind of feeling really nervous to be on video, especially if they haven't done it before. And I usually just tell them, you know, like, I'm just going to be asking you the same questions that people are asking you all day long, whether you are a shoe fitting expert or a mattress expert, you just need to answer the same way that you've been doing all day long. And that seems to work pretty well. Then really, again, it's just about you being prepared and having your intro hook to get started with things. And then I go right into some really, you know, sort of three directed questions with them. And that really makes a four and a half minute video, and it works pretty well. What I've learned over time is that because I'm spending time traveling to that location, I'm spending time setting up, I really try to film at least two or three videos with that individual person. And that way we'll sort of sprinkle that out over the next couple of months in our feed. And that makes it a lot more worthwhile to show up than just filming one video.
Yeah, that's a great point. Because I did this about five times, maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And I was doing like 15 minute video, which I think was a little bit too long for what I was trying to accomplish. And it was one video. I like how you're doing like three different ones. Definitely gets a little more juice out of the squeeze for sure.
Yeah. I mean, for an example, when I went to Kintec, which is a local sort of like shoe supplier, Ren shoes, all kinds of other high quality footwear. And we did a video on basically the elements of a great shoe. That was the first video. Number two was, you know, choosing a shoe if you have knee pain. And the third video was about summer footwear and indoor footwear choices. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, there's some overlap between those videos, but again, it was a great way to be able to get content. And the two videos went out right away. The third one we saved for the springtime when it's relevant for sort of spring and summer footwear.
That's great. And, you know, there's so many different types of businesses that you could interview in the community. You know, it could be, like you said, shoe, it could be doctors, it could be nutritionist. It could be you know, we have these like pillow mattress places. You could go to one of them if you have a local one in particular. Like, there's just so many cool options that would relate to a person's health, which is you'd probably just endless.
Yeah. And, you know, for the mattress store, again, I did a like frequently asked questions one where I just rattled off, you know, 10 questions in a row, and that created a short form video. I'm going back in 2 weeks and we're going to film this one. I'm actually going to do a deeper dive because I think it's worthwhile to actually film a 10 minutes or 12 minute video where we really go through the process of bringing someone into a mattress store, where they're getting started, why we would choose a latex versus a spring mattress. And I think that's hard to accomplish all in a 4 minute video. I think in general, I've kept them reasonably short, but some I think want a longer video.
That's cool. I love it. That's great. One thing I did was kind of theme too. I would do like, okay, I had one runners and triathletes, and we interviewed a trainer. We interviewed someone that was like a swim coach, and we did, you know, whole like a 4-part series based on that. I had one was throwing injuries in the baseball player, and we one was like we did MRI and had a radiologist I interviewed. I had an orthopedist, I had a pitching coach, right? So you could even do some themes around it and certain subspecialties within a theme to get some different perspectives on there.
For sure. And I should say also that I arrived at this because I saw the potential from a networking perspective and also to make our feed interesting. But more importantly, Robin like sets up the camera. She has a brief script and she's sort of done the video in maybe one or two takes. And so 10 minutes later, she's done with the video. For me to try and do the videos that she does, it takes me 45, 50 minutes, and I do 32 takes of them.
Yes.
So the sign from an efficiency perspective that like I'm probably better off doing sort of these more community videos, and she's probably better off doing the more instructional, more exercise type videos. And that, again, just works best for us to use our individual talents.
Exactly. That's one of the beauties of having two people. Let's take a short break from our episode and let me tell you about this awesome company I personally use in my clinic, and that is ChiroUp. ChiroUp isn't your average online platform. It's the brainchild of chiropractors Drs. Tim Bertelsmann and Brandon Steele, and it has grown to a community of over 3,000 of the best chiropractors in the world. I've actually worked with these guys before, and let me tell you, they're the real deal. ChiroUp is a goldmine of protocols from over 120 conditions we deal with every day, all neatly packed into one online hub. Why does this matter? Because not only are you able to diagnose smarter and faster, but you can also get this information into the hands of your patients in just 4 clicks. And they're 100% backed by evidence. How cool is that? But here's what really got me hooked. ChiroUp is all about stepping up the game in chiropractic care. I'm all for that. And I know you are too, because you're listening to this podcast. Seriously, if you haven't checked them out yet, drop everything and head to chiroup.com/Christy. That's chiroup/christie.com. You'll be able to set up a free 14-day account with no payment information needed. Once you see what's in there and fall in love with it, use the code Christy15 to save some cash. Start now and you'll thank me later. Trust me on this one. This code is valid for new subscribers only.
And then, I mean, one last question, Jody. How many are you going to do of those a year, do you think, about?
Yeah, I'm trying to do at least 8 visits out into the community, which should generate between 12 to 15 videos.
That's perfect. Great. And then that kind of is a supplement to the other videos. Now we're going to go over to Robin, who's kind of shooting more of the traditional videos. What have been some of your strategies and thoughts around what you're shooting?
Well, it helped to come up with different categories, types of videos. So they kind of fall into a few. So one is more of a conditions-based video where we call all about. So I'll say, you know, today I'm going to talk all about sciatica, what it is, what it might look or feel like if you're suffering from it, and what you can do about it. And then sometimes that's paired with an exercise specific video. You know, these are 4 exercises for sciatica. And then also for my target new patients, we try to think about, I like to treat active people, whether it's active youth or active adults. So I might do, you know, 4 exercises for the throwing athlete, or, you know, how to prevent back pain on the bike. Do something like that.
One of the ones I like too that we showed, I wanted to use it as an example when it was your turn to chat, was we did the one where you showed an evaluation and treatment of headaches, and it was just really well done. You did a good job of you do a good job of speaking, which is helpful, but it was very organized and ultimately showed from the assessment to treatment. And in that particular video, you did mostly like soft tissue treatment for that. And you kind of mentioned some of the other things you would look at doing, but it was really good to see your, you know, even from a doctor's perspective, but I could try to put myself in the patient's perspective to see, oh, you know what? It doesn't have to be scary to get my headaches evaluated and treated by a chiropractor. And I it was very welcoming and educational on that. Are you doing a lot of those types for other conditions as well?
We've done a few. So we did like the video, I think, that trends the most is we had a detective series. We kind of just fell on this title, you know, back pain detective. And it,
I like
it
that.
Back pain detective, how we solve your neck pain. And I think that's the one that gets the most views. And to me, I'm like, it's not very flashy, but yeah, it is exactly what you said. We just walk through, you know, this is what we do in your history of things we've looked for, questions we'd asked. And then we did a second video of assessment and treatment. And to me, I guess because, you know, it's something I do every day, it doesn't seem that exciting or interesting, but not everyone is watching what I do every day. So they want to see and get a picture of what would it look like if I came to see you and what can I expect? And so I think that's why it gets a lot of views.
It does. And I think one of the big benefits of it is we forget about this, but there, a lot of people in the community don't know what we do, or they have a preconceived notion of what we do as a chiropractor. Like as soon as they hear chiropractor, they have a lot of different thoughts. And so we're presenting on video something that like, oh, that actually looks like what I need to have like assessed and treated. Like that actually looks good. And that looks like an informed doctor. And so it helps shape actual understanding of what you do as chiropractors. And so that's why I think it's really strong with video and how you go about that, which is great. The other thing is you mentioned earlier that it goes on the website and they see that and they feel like they know you, which is good. A third component of that is by putting it on your website, you're actually going to improve your SEO because you're usually putting the YouTube video on there and Google owns YouTube. So they like that. So there's a lot of benefits from it, but ultimately you're showing what you do as a chiropractor in your practice versus letting the vast majority of your community have a preconceived notion of what it is.
Yeah. And it just occurred to me the other day, you know, we treat a lot of people with rib pain near the scapula, and we haven't done a video about that. And I, you know, it's like every day I'm treating people for this condition. So that's what I'm doing. I'm doing two videos that, you know, what it is, what it looks like, what it might, what we can do about it. And then an exercise video, same thing. So, and we've done it for low back pain, like just general low back pain. We've done it for disc herniation as well. And I believe foot pain as well covered.
Yeah, think about it. You could do a laundry list of conditions that are like kind of weird conditions, like the rib thing, or it's like, who else would they see that would actually do anything for this? You know, there's not many. And so you could start to use some of those odd issues that we do pretty well with, right?
For sure. And one piece of feedback we got, which was amazing, was to be actually recognized by our provincial association for our video work. And we didn't even think about that, I think we're thinking about just communication, communicating with potential patients, communicating with our own patients. But we forgot about how we are actually representing chiropractors really well in the broader community. And so we actually had a 2-page feature in our provincial association's last annual report about the video work that we've been doing and the education work we've been doing, which has been really nice to be recognized for that as well.
That was really cool when you guys got that. That was neat because like you said, you know, there's a lot of bad videos out there. And if we can get a lot more chiropractors like yourselves putting really good ethical and I like the word elegant with marketing, like that's the type of chiropractors we are, I think, in this evidence-based type. So we're not trying to be something that we're not. We're not trying to, again, be influencers or A-list actors. We're trying to really provide great information and videos doing that. And it's really cool to see that you got recognized above and beyond just your community and your patients. So congrats on that. That's pretty neat. Let's take a short break for one of our great sponsors, TrackStat. It is a new type of software plugin for your EHR that combines patient communication, marketing, automation, and statistics with patient and employee tracking. Built by chiropractors for chiropractors, it shows your team what to focus on each day. See patient visit habits, missing information, unpaid bills, insurance collection visit average, and more. Great visibility of data so you can focus on filling your office with your best patients. When you can see what your staff and patients are doing or not doing and take action accordingly, your profits naturally grow. Take TrackStat for a test drive in your office with our free trial. Not a techie? No problem. We can help. To get started on your free trial, visit TrackStat.org and watch the demo. That is TrackStat.org. Any other future thoughts and visions on where you might take videos, or are we pretty good with where we're at right now?
I mean, we're pretty happy. We get good feedback. I'd like to figure out shorter form videos. You know, as you mentioned, the reason why we do sort of this 3 to 5 minute video is because we embed it in our website. But, you know, I'm a social media user myself too, and we just watch these 60 second videos. So that's going to be my next thing. Again, I've been thinking about this and talking about it for months, and one day I'll just do it and it'll happen. And I know that. But that's the next stage that I'm thinking for myself.
I think we'd also thought about one thing that we haven't acted on is because we could be is MD marketing as well. And so one thought we did have is about creating specific content that they can use with their patients as well, and explaining some of the conditions that they are seeing inside their practices over and over and over again. So we thought that might be a great tool rather than just, again, a cold reach out to physicians in our community. We're actually providing them with the tool that they could be using inside their practices as well.
That's a great idea. And then even if you pair that up with, if you interviewed some specialists and MDs on your video aspect, that'd be a great connection for you. It's a kind of a Trojan horse to connect with that doctor, interview them, you know, during that natural dialogue on the video, they'll understand, okay, this is a chiropractor that I could align myself with, and you could, you know, cultivate that relationship even further. So that would be a kind of a rock star way of doing MD marketing, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, cool. This is great. You know, and I just, I want to kind of finalize this with the fact that, again, anybody can do videos, right? And you don't have to be an influencer. You can just be really good chiropractors that have a wealth of knowledge and then just keep on getting better at it. I do think you both have a knack for it, and it came out quicker than some, but it didn't come out right away, right? I think you both would agree that it was rusty and it's gotten better, right?
That's right. And I think I just tried to take a non-perfectionist view. I might not like every aspect of the video that I make, but it's good enough, and I know I'll keep getting better. And if you're stuck on content, just think about the most frequent questions you get every day in practice and just start with that. Because every day you're doing a little video. It just happens to be live. You know, you're talking to your patients, answering their questions. So if you take that content and then just turn on the camera, then you're good.
Yeah, that's why we're excited, because Dr. Ashley Jordan, who's one of our associate coaches, has volunteered to do a once a month call just to workshop ideas, campaign ideas, video ideas, community outreach ideas, office initiative ideas, like just to get that creativity going. And that's been something that's been nice, to kind of have that group think on different ideas. So, well, I really appreciate your time today. This was really good. And I think a lot of people listening to this will hopefully take that next step into video and realize that there's a learning curve, but it's not daunting. And you just got to keep on hitting record. And maybe the first 8 or so, you don't even publish. You just hit record and you practice and you can go from there, right?
Absolutely. And that's really what we did, is we just got going with this. It's amazing how much easier it gets with time.
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, thank you so much for today, and looking forward to seeing you on our weekly calls.
Thanks, Kevin.
Take care, Kevin.
I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. And if you want to make the shift from busy, broke, and broken to time-free and cash-confident, or you just want to continue with the exponential growth, check us out at modernchiropracticmarketing.com. Look at the MCM Mastery tab, watch the short video on there, and check out what we are doing now for evidence-informed chiropractors. We are equal parts coaching and marketing done for you. Yes, you shoot some videos, we help you with campaign strategies and ideas and really become a thought leader in your community. You shoot those videos, you send them to us, we produce, edit, and brand them to you. Then we distribute them through all of your channels. We also take them and we turn it into one good blog per month. And every other month, we have Darcy Sullivan producing a robust blog with a topic that you pick from her database to help with your SEO. So we essentially become your content marketing agency to make sure your practice is always having ethical, elegant content marketing to help grow your practice. On the coaching side, we also help you with everything from marketing ideas to business, communications, finances, anything practice growth, and really try to help prevent you from being stuck on that island. And we hold you accountable. We have a great group of doctors that are just doing amazing things. And we look forward to help you out to take that next step in your practice. So again, check us out at modernchiropracticmarketing.com and learn more.